play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Alleman High School, Don Moore's gym. Let's send things to PA announcer Jeff Counts with the starting lineups.
Raina Gully. Number 14, Lexi Daniels. Number 20, Casey Williams. Number 40, Sabrina Clay. And number 54, Shaylee Florine. The Streaks are coached by Evan Massey, now in his 36th year at Galesburg. We'd like to congratulate Coach Massey on his 800-win milestone. This is the second most by a girls' high school coach in the state of Illinois. Now the starters for your Alleman Pioneers. Number 10, Izzy Anderson. Number 32, Caitlin DeWitt. Number 40, Daria Guzzo. Number 42, Molly Ethington. And number 50, Madeline Wendell. The Pioneers are coached by Jay Hatch, now in his 22nd year at Alleman. He is assisted by Mark Brooks. The IHSA and the schools involved in this athletic contest would like to remind everyone in attendance to please show good sportsmanship to our student athletes, coaches, officials, and those around you.
All right, we thank PA announcer Jeff Counts. As we're ready to tip things off at Don Moore's gym, Streaks in their black trimmed in white and silver, their road uniforms, Alleman in their home white trimmed in green. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Shaylee Florine at 6'1", and for Alleman, Daria Guzzo, a 5'10 senior for the Alleman Pioneer. Ready to get the first Western Big Six Conference game of the season underway here on this Tuesday night on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.com, and tune in radio. Tip is up, won easily by Shaylee Florine. Goes to Casey Williams. Now it is Raina Gully to set the offense for the Streaks. Shaylee between the circles, looks over the defense. Alleman comes out in, looks like a 2-3 zone as the ball gets knocked away from Raina Gully. Coming up with it for the Pioneers is Caitlin DeWitt. Out at the top of the key, Guzzo with it out high left side. It goes to Anderson. Anderson working against Raina Gully. Between the circles, it goes to Madeline Wendell. Wendell goes right wing to Ethington. Back out top of the key, this is Anderson. High post, it goes to Guzzo working against Sabrina Clay. Dribbles right to the wing and hands off to Wendell. Wendell, top of the key, steps inside the top of the key, fires a 17-footer. It's no good, and the rebound's run down. Good hustle that time by Caitlin DeWitt, but she slid and ended up out of bounds, so the Streaks get it back with 7:21 to play here in the first quarter, and there is no score. Full court pressure from Alleman. Streaks break it easily. Casey Williams to Lexi Daniels. Right wing, top of the key to Raina Gully. Raina penetrates right side, stops, kicks out to Shaylee out high left side. Left wing to Casey Williams. Gets a pick from Shaylee, dribbles right to the free throw line, penetrates over the top pass to Shaylee, and had to tip it up and ran it down on the baseline back to Casey Williams. Now it's Raina Gully between the circles. Alleman now working, well, they're in a man-to-man defense, and this is Casey Williams out high left side. It's Raina Gully. Raina dribbles right, top of the key. Goes down the right side of the lane, scoops it up off the glass and in. First basket of the ball game, 6:45 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 2-0. They'll pick up at midcourt. On the left side, this is DeWitt for the Pioneers, working against Lexi Daniels. Top of the key, near steal by Casey Williams. Wendell able to get it back. Back to the left wing, it goes to DeWitt. Now top of the key, this is Anderson. Anderson dribbles right and gives at the free throw line to Ethington. Drives in, can't hit the shot. Shaylee Florine with a rebound. And gives to Raina Gully. Raina has her pass tipped away out of bounds. Streaks will have it on the near sideline with 6:14 to play first quarter, leading by a score of 2-0. Inbound comes to Reyna, left of the center circle. She'll dribble between the circles now. And we've got a foul. Oh, a block called on her. I guess an illegal pick. I'm not sure. Called against Sabrina Clay. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game. So the Streaks turn it over. And a foul on Sabrina Clay, first of the ball game. 6:10 to play first quarter. Izzy Anderson will bring it across for the Pioneers, working against Reyna Gully. Out high left side, it goes to Ethington. High post right side, goes a nice backdoor pass to Wendell. Lays it up and in as he's fouled by Shaley. And Wendell hits the two, has a chance at the three-point play. That was a nice pick-and-roll play there. And that'll be, oh, actually the call went against Casey Williams. That's her first. And that is the second team foul on the Streaks with 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. And Madeline Wendell at the free throw line. She's a 5'6 junior for the Pioneers. Shot is up and it's short. Shaley with a rebound. And now we've got a lane violation on the Streaks. I didn't see that. They said somebody jumped in early. And so Wendell's going to get another shot at it. I believe it happened on the left side of the lane. 2:50 or 5:59 to play first quarter. We're tied at two. Madeline Wendell at the free throw line. Second attempt at the one shot is good this time. Don't give him another chance and give Alamed a 3-2 lead. Shaley looking inbound, finally gets it into Reyna. Gets it to Casey Williams down the backcourt. Casey on the dribble across midcourt in the center circle. Goes right, kicks out to Lexi. Right wing, fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to DeWitt for the Pioneers. DeWitt on the dribble. Gives to Guzzo between the circles. Guzzo holds on now, looks over the defense. Gives to Anderson out high on the left side, working against Reyna Gully. 5:38 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 3-2. In the paint, it goes to Guzzo. Now high post, turns around. 15-footer is off the back iron too hard. Lexi Daniels down with the rebound for the Streaks. Now it's Rainey with it on the run. Right wing. Stops, picks it up, gives to Lexi out high right side. Top of the key, Sabrina Clay. Left wing to Casey Williams. Missed Shaley in there, but Casey fires a three, can't hit that. It's long, and the rebound comes down to Wendell. Wendell on the dribble, right side. Pass to the right baseline to DeWitt, back to Wendell on the right wing. High post goes to Anderson, cut off nicely by Reyna Gully. Now she's looking for help. Finally puts up a five-footer in the lane, can't hit. Shaley down with the rebound, outlet to Reyna Gully. Reyna on the run. Streaks would like to get this a little bit more up-tempo, so they're running when they get the chance, but have to pull it up this time and set up the offense. Left wing, it's Casey Williams. Gets a pick from Shaley. Spins back to the left, picks up. Gives to Reyna between the circles. 4:47 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 3-2. Top of the key, it's Sabrina Clay. Right wing to Reyna Gully. Penetrates left side. Kicks out to Shaley. Top of the key. Left wing, it's Lexi Daniels. Gets a pick from Shaley. Now picks up and gives to Sabrina. Top of the key. Right wing, Casey Williams. Fakes the three. Drives baseline. Stops. Pulls up off the glass. Got it. Nice move by Casey Williams. Nice ball movement by the Streaks as they take the lead. 4-3. 4:24 to play first quarter. Top of the key, it's Ethington for Alleman. Left wing goes to DeWitt, and a pass knocked away by Shaley. Going to go out of bounds down on the left baseline, and the Streaks will actually it'll be Alleman basketball. Oh, I take it back. They're going to give it to the Streaks. All right, in for Galesburg, Sammy Thompson in for the first time tonight. Kaylin Boyson as well, as Shaley and Casey will take a break. Full court pressure. Kaylin gives to Reyna, left winger goes to Sabrina Clay. Back out high left side. This is Kaylin Boydston on the dribble. Gives to Sammy out high on the left side. Sammy Thompson looks and gives to Sabrina Clay. Right wing to Kaylin Boydston. Top of the key, Lexi Daniels. She'll fire the three off the back iron. Bounces high off the top of the glass. No. Sabrina down with a rebound. Up off the glass. No. Partially blocked. Now we're going to have a reach on the second rebound try. And it is going to go against Sabrina. And that is her second foul now with 3:54 to play in the first quarter. And the Streaks leading 4-3. And quickly, Coach Evan Massey is going to get Madison Ross up off the bench, and she's going to replace Sabrina Clay. So the shorter lineup in there for the Streaks now, it's Reyna Gully, Lexi Daniels, Madison Ross, Sammy Thompson, and Kaylin Boydston. In for Alleman, their first substitution of the night. Molly Chambers checks in, 5'8 senior forward, and she replaces Molly Ethington. So Streaks lead 4-3, 3:50 to play here in the first quarter. This is Izzy Anderson on the dribble, goes to the right wing, picks up, gives out high right side to Wendell. Out high left side, behind the back dribble to Mallory Hillman, who's also in the game. Now goes back to Wendell on the right wing. Penetrates, stops, pulls up with a five-footer, too hard off the glass. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to go off, they say, Madison Ross last. So Alamo will get it under their own basket on the left side. Also, let's see, Molly Chambers in, Mallory Hillman as well for the Alleman Pioneers. And no, it's going to go to Galesburg now. They say it went off Alleman last. I think he just pointed the wrong direction. So Galesburg will bring it the length of the court. Madison Ross to inbound.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking the whole time there, Tom. I was kind of surprised that they were looking like they were going to give it to Allman after it looked like it clearly went off Wendell.
Nice break by the Streaks. They broke the full court pressure with four passes, and Lexi Daniels found Sammy Thompson over under the basket. She couldn't hit, but she got fouled in the process. Izzy Anderson picked up the foul, her first, and it'll be Sammy Thompson going to the free throw line with two shots, 3:24 to play first quarter, 4-3 Streaks.
Sammy comes in as a 62% free throw shooter.
And the first one is good. Streaks with a 5-3 lead now, tying the biggest lead of the ballgame at two. Been a pretty slow-paced game thus far. Second shot up and perfect for Sammy Thompson.
Well, and I think that's how Coach Hatch wants this game. He wants to slow the Streaks down as much as possible. That's why he's coming out in that full court, the three-quarters court press.
Kenny DePrince, 5'7", junior guard, checks in for the Pioneers, replacing Madeline Wendell. Streaks pick up with some token full court pressure this time. Anderson on the dribble across midcourt, right side, working against Kaylin Boydson. Quick on quick on that matchup. Ooh, a travel there not called. They missed that one. And now Mallory Hillman, left wing, left baseline. It goes to Chambers. Back to Anderson, top of the key, Prince, right wing. This is Hillman with it. Swings it over to Anderson on the left wing. Penetrates, pulls up with a 14-footer. Got it. First basket for Izzy Anderson. Make it 6-5. Streaks under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Quickly back the other way. Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, right baseline. Three-pointer is good.
Great find right there by Sammy. She saw it. Lexi wide open in the corner, and she fed her the ball.
Now Prince back the other way. Lays it up. Ooh, blocked by Sammy. They're going to call Sammy for the foul, though. 9-5 Streaks, 2:43 to play here in the first quarter. So Sammy Thompson picks up her first foul. That is four team fouls now on the Streaks. Sabrina Clay with two of them. That is going to be key here tonight. So Kennedy Prince going to the free throw line with two shots for the Pioneers. Eyes the first one and puts it through. Checking back into the Galesburg lineup, Shaylee Florine, Casey Williams replacing Madison Ross and Lexi Daniels. Back in for the Pioneers. Let's see, looks like Madeline Wendell checked back in. Or rather, no, excuse me, it's Anna Noe in, 5'9 junior. Also checking in for the first time, Raven Wyatt, a 5'6 senior, as Prince hits both free throws. 9-7 Streaks, 2:43 to play here in the first quarter. Full court pressure again. Casey Williams across midcourt, right side, and lost the dribble and a turnover for the Streaks. Nice look underneath. Laying it up is Wyatt off the glass on the look from Hillman. Wyatt lays it up and in, and we are tied at 9.
It was a great pass by Hillman and a nice finish by Wyatt. A tough catch in traffic. Was able to catch it and put it up and in.
Reyna gets it inside to Shaley. Got it into some traffic, though. It was knocked away by Anderson. She was double-teamed. She was fronted and had Anderson on the backside. And as Shaley came down with the ball, not that she brought it down by her waist, but as she came down with the catch, it got knocked away by Anderson.
The pass, though, from Reyna was late. Shaley had the look right away, but Reyna double-clutched. It gave time for the defender to come from backside. She goes right away. Shaley's getting easy drops to score.
Kaitlin drives right side, too hard off the glass after the pick from Shaley, and the rebound to Izzy Anderson. Anderson on the run down the right side and is going to lay it up, and too hard. Rebound to Casey Williams. Nice move by Anderson. Couldn't put the layup through. We're tied at 9 under 2 minutes to play first quarter. Kaitlin Boydson between the circles, dribbles left, picks up and gets to Reyna top of the key. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Shaley, picks up on the right wing. Back out to Sammy. Tried to get it inside to Shaley, but right into the hands of Noe, knocked it away. Now this is Prince. Nice bounce pass to Wyatt, right open under the basket. That was a beautiful pass from Kennedy Prince. Kind of a touch pass to Raven Wyatt. She laid it up and in, and the Pioneers take the lead 11-9. Streaks break the pressure. They've got a 3-on-2 break. Reyna at the free throw line. Spin move up against Anderson. Up off the glass, too strong. And the rebound's going to go off.
Whoa!
Shaley touched, but I think it went off Anderson.
Yeah, she slapped it, and Anderson put her hand on the ball, and then it went out of bounds.
So they're going to give it to the Allman Pioneers. Well, that was a really nice move by Reyna. She absorbed some contact as well that wasn't called.
Well, and on the last possession, Allman was bringing the ball up the floor, and it looked like there was a clear over and back as crossing half court was Hillman. Then she lost the ball, went into the backcourt. Didn't look like it was touched, and then picked back up, and they let him keep it.
And a backdoor play goes from Guzzo to Prince, and she lays it up. And now a push call on Prince. She got the easy layup, but she's going to be called for her first foul. They ran a beautiful backdoor play, faked coming out to the wing and went backdoor and got the easy layup. 13-9, biggest lead for Allman at four with 1:06 to play first quarter.
Well, the story so far is situation. She picks up four fouls, including the two on Sabrina that's put her on the bench. Only two fouls called so far against Allman.
Kaylin Boyson will trigger for the Streaks. Working against Ethington. Now Shaley right wing out high right side to Sammy Thompson. Sammy looks over the defense, dribbles left. Gives to Kaylin Boyson between the circles. Gets a pick from Sammy, and that's got to be in. Yeah, thank you. They're going to call, DeWitt on that as Sammy set the pick and tried to reset as DeWitt wasn't. She wasn't just fighting through it. She was just pushing her out of the way.
Yeah, my only concern there was the moving screen that we've seen called a lot so far this early in the season.
So three team fouls now on Allman. DeWitt's first foul. Kaylin Boyson between the circles. Tried to get it inside to Shaley. They're right through her hands that time. And the Pioneers have it. Long down court pass to Wyatt. She lost a handle. Unfortunately, it went off Sammy last.
No, it didn't.
They're going to give it to you. Don't think? I thought it hit Sammy's elbow.
No, I think Sammy was able to get the elbow up. Okay. It looked like Wyatt hit it down, and then I thought at least it looked like Sammy did a good job of avoiding the ball.
Well, the Pioneer fans were on the same page as me on that. But you figure that no matter what.
Right.
Streaks break the presser easily. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Trailing 13-9 here at Don Morris Gym. Kaylin Boydson. Right of the center circle. Looks like the Streaks will work for one or get an easy one if they get it. Sammy Thompson out high right side to Kaylin between the circles. Now to Shaley Foreign down on the low block left side. Up off the glass. Too strong again. And a rebound comes
travel.
Down. A near tie-up. Yeah, should have been a travel or a jump ball. Guzzo. But now it goes to Wendell. Wendell across midcourt. 10 seconds to play. Left wing to Ethington. Or rather, this is DeWitt. Now it's Wendell, left wing. Now to Guzzo on the dribble. 2 seconds of play. Shot fired. Three-pointers up and no good at the buzzer by Wendell. We have played one quarter. It is Allman 13, Galesburg 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Over 100 pre-owned vehicles to choose from.
Used car payments as low as $180 a month or lower.
Free oil changes for 2 years. It's the Dream Big pre-owned sales event going on today and tomorrow only at Yum Ford in Galesburg.
You don't have to choose between buying a nicer, newer car and making sure you're able to give your family the Christmas they deserve. Now you can do both.
You can finally trade in that old car you hate and drive away in a nicer, newer vehicle.
Many local and national lending institutions will be competing for the opportunity to finance everyone. You may be able to get a payment that's equal to or lower than the one you're currently paying.
Save $4,000 off a 2013 Chrysler 200 Limited.
And we've carved $4,000 off the price of this 2008 Toyota Camry LE. A great little car with an even better price of just $49.88.
Buy any pre-owned on the lot and we'll throw in 2 years of free oil changes.
But you better hurry if you want to dream big.
Get a great deal during the Dream Big pre-owned sales event.
Today and tomorrow only at Yem Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
At Don Morris Gym, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, as the PA announcer just said. He told the whole gym we were here. I don't know if he mentioned WGIL.com or TuneIn Radio so they could listen. Just underway, second quarter, Streaks trail 13-9. Allman with the basketball. Izzy Anderson, the three from the left wing, is up and good.
Biggest lead of the game now for Allman, 16-9.
Yeah. Raina Gully in the backcourt gives to Shaley. Now it's Lexi Daniels still in the backcourt. Gets it across to Casey Williams out high on the left side. Casey working against Anderson. Picks up on the wing. Gives to Raina out high left side. She'll bring it back out between the circles and reset for the Streaks. Shaley out with it on the left side now. Out high right side to Sabrina Clay. Right wing. Raina Gully with it. Dribbles left. Gets pushed a little and gets to Shaley at the top of the key. Left wing. Lexi Daniels. Lexi stops and gives to Sabrina. Top of the key. Right wing. Casey Williams. Gets a pick from Sabrina. Now, Evan Massey calls a timeout.
Oh.
I was kind of worried. I thought he was going to call moving the screen on Sabrina. But
yeah, and I was going to say, there was no way she was even close. She didn't even set a good screen.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, just in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, boys, girls, football, basketball. Tonight, we're driving a certified pre-owned 2014 Nissan Altima, a beautiful, beautiful car, a gray in color. It's a 2.5 SL, 38 miles per gallon. NASA seats. There are heated seats, heated steering wheel as well. 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Also, at Galesburg Nissan right now, they're doing their Fill a Frontier food drive, trying to fill a Nissan Frontier as the streets nearly turn it over. Ball goes in the backboard, run down by Raina Gully. But if you bring 10 cans of food to fill up the Frontier, they got a lot of food in there, but they can get some more. $500 off any car on the lot. Go to see the guys at Galesburg Nissan just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Lexi Daniels, three-pointer left wing is good. First second of the ball game, and make it 16-12, Holloman.
Who had that Passover tour? Was it?
That was
Sabrina?
Raina. I thought it was Raina.
Raina? Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. Now a near turnover by Holloman, and it does go back to the streets as it was Ethington saving in bounds, and it went off of DeWitt's hands, and the streets will bring it from in front of their own bench. 6:37 to play, first half. Streets trail 16-12. Right wing, Sabrina Clay with it. Gives to Casey Williams on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. Lexi Daniels, three, right wing, in and out, no good. Tight rims here, man. That one should have followed through, and it popped back out. Rebounded to Witt for Holloman. Right wing to Anderson, working against Raina Gully. Down on the block, Guzzo hands off to Anderson in the paint. Ten-footers up and good. Nice recognition by Guzzo to just tip it right back to Anderson in the paint. She was open, and they get 18-12 Pioneers. Well, this looks like a completely different team than we saw in Galesburg. Now Lexi with another three right wing. That one's good. That's her third of the ball game. Should have had that last one. The rim was not friendly to her last time.
All right. I missed that one, too, because I was updating the other score.
Goodness. I'm not sure who that was from either. I'm sorry. Now this is DeWitt. 15-footer up and no good. Rebound's going to go off. They're going to say Shaley last. I thought it should have been a jump ball. Both she and Guzzo had a hand on it. They say it went off Shaley last, and Alamo will have it under their own basket. Raven Wyatt back in for Alamo. Also, for the first time, Michaela Hurd, 5'9 guard, checking in. And she'll inbound for the Pioneers. Streets trail 18-15, 5:41 to play first half.
Yeah, big early part of the game here for Lexi. Already 9 points on 3-3. She's 3 of 6 from three-point range.
Inbound comes to Guzzo with the free throw line. Fakes, drives right, stops, 5 points. No good. I think this is going against Sabrina.
Oh, if man. So, it's her third.
No, oh. Good against Shaley. That's her first. Wow, they were both Shaley and Sabrina were there, and I thought maybe Sabrina bodied up on her. I thought that's where the call was going to go.
Yeah, I thought so, too, from the backside, but luckily she's not the one that absorbs the foul.
So Daria Guzzo goes to the free throw line with two shots. Guzzo, a 5'10 senior. First shot is up, rolls off, no good. And I notice on both ends, when the ball hits the rim, there's just like no give to it at all. They're really, really tight rims. I mean, you got to be almost perfect with your shot for it to go in. Not going to get a friendly bounce here. Second shot for Guzzo is up and bounces off no good. Shaley with a rebound. Outlet to Raina Gully. 5:35 to play first half. Streets trail 18-15. Raina across midcourt right side. Stops. Gives to Shaley out high left side. Now Sabrina right side. Her pass gets knocked away. And I think Anderson thought she knocked it off of Raina, which might have been the case, but it's going to go back to the Streaks.
Yeah, Anderson not happy with that call, but the official pretty close to that play. I would imagine he had a good view.
Raina with it now right of the center circle. On the dribble, picks up, gives to Shaley out high, left side. Now to Sabrina out high, right side. Looking for help, dribbles left to the free throw line, stops, and a three-second call. I think that's the first one we've seen this year.
It is.
And Shaley had a 1 foot in there maybe. And, that's pretty sure that's the first one we've seen all season. I don't even know if even watching the other games if we've seen that called yet. But, the difference has been the Streaks have had so much movement in their offense in all the other games that hadn't been a problem. They're just a little bit stagnant tonight.
Well, a lot of high-to-low plays where they were putting the post up high, so there was no reason for them to be in the lane. Right there, I think Shaley was posted up and just thought Sabrina was going to come to her with the ball.
Guzzo down the left block, muscles one over the top of Casey Williams and puts it in. Guzzo with her first basket.
Good pass there from Lexi to Sabrina for the two.
So Sabrina Clay gets her first basket of the ball game and make it 20-17. I'm on 4:49 to play first half. Top of the key. This is Ethington to the left wing. It goes to Hurd. Hurd puts it on the floor, picks up, looks for help, gives to Anderson, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Wyatt. Wyatt looks over the defense. High post, it goes to Guzzo on the right elbow. Guzzo dribbles right and hands off to Anderson. She'll fire a three. Blocked by Sammy Thompson, tipped by Sabrina. And Raina Gully comes up with it down the left side. And, snatched away. Nice defensive play by Anderson all the way down. Uncontested right side, lays it up and in. That was an incredible defensive play. Izzy Anderson, she waited as Raina crossed over just before she got to the basket. She just took the ball away.
9 points down in the game for Anderson, so she's having herself a nice game.
Casey Williams across midcourt left side, 4:07 to play, and she drives, puts it up off the glass in, and she's fouled, and that's going to be the second foul on Izzy Anderson.
Maybe a little bit of continuation there.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get it on Hillman.
Oh, okay. I thought it was...
Oh, Guzzo. I thought he said 4-4.
Okay, I thought it looked like 4-4 to me also. So one for Guzzo. Casey Williams gets a chance at the three-point play and a chance to cut it to a two-point lead. 4:06 to play first half. Streaks trailing 22-19. Casey's shot is up and good. Casey with 5 points. Make it 22-20. Anderson on the dribble across midcourt right side. Goes down the right side of the lane, and now a makeup call as Anderson bumped into Casey Williams, and Casey gets called for her second foul.
Well, I think part of the issue there was Casey had her hands down and might have made some contact when Anderson did bump into her with her hands, and that's where the call came from. But you're right, probably a little bit of a makeup call there. That's the second on Casey?
Yes.
Jeez.
Back into the Alleman lineup is Madeline Wendell, and this will be Ethington inbound. And it comes to Anderson out high on the right side. Working against Kaylin Boydson, who's back in for the streak. Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, Casey Williams, Lexi Daniels in for Galesburg. Top of the key, it's Guzzo back out to Anderson, right of the center circle. Alleman going to try to stretch the Galesburg defense a little bit. Left wing, it goes to Hillman. Hillman on the dribble, goes to the free throw line, now penetrates right side, dribbled it off her own knee. Wow. I thought it got knocked off her own knee.
They're going to give the ball back to Alleman, even though it looked like she clearly lost it herself.
No argument from the Galesburg players, so maybe they did hit her last, but from this angle, it looked like it went right off of her own knee. Inbounding will be Ethington. Under the basket, open is Anderson, lays it up, and she's fouled from behind. Lexi Daniels is going to get the call. Reach in as Anderson went up, and she's got 11 now, make it 24-20.
That's pretty much a superstar foul right there because Lexi was just standing there, and Anderson came in front, cut in front of her, scored the basket. Didn't look like there was much contact, if any.
So Izzy Anderson at the free throw line. Shot is in and out, no good. That's about the only thing she's done wrong tonight. 5'7 senior guard. She is a quick one. Out high left side, Sammy Thompson for the streaks. They trail 24-20, 3.5 minutes to play, first half. Kaylin Boyston, right wing. Top of the key, Lexi Daniels. Lexi pulls it out, now gives to Kaylin, who brings it out right of the center circle. Out high left side, it's Sammy Thompson, left wing, Casey Williams. Drives left side, stops up off the glass. No, but a blocking foul is going to go against
Hillman.
Guzzo. Yep. So that'll be
her second
foul. Nice job by Casey. She knew when she got the ball that she was going to go. She saw that opening as she was getting the ball and took off for the baseline.
One of the things I'd like to see added eventually, Tom, to the high school game is that semicircle underneath the basket.
Yeah.
Because I think Guzzo would have been clearly within that semicircle on that play there.
First shot by Casey is up and good. Shaylee Florine checks back in, as does Raina Gully. As Sammy Thompson, Kaylin Boyston get a break. Back in for Alleman, Kennedy Prince checks in. As does, who else? Well, we got Ananoi back in as Casey Williams hits both. Make it 24-22. Streaks trail 3:06 to play first half. On the dribble, Hillman puts up a 15-footer, no good. Rebound to Lexi Daniels for the streaks. Lexi to Raina Gully across midcourt left side. Left baseline, it goes to Casey Williams. Drives into the paint, stops, lost a handle, got it back. Kicks out to Lexi, right baseline. She'll drive in, stops, looks for help. Kicks out to Sabrina. Now at high right side, this is Raina Gully. She'll reset. Shaylee Farine, top of the key. Left wing, it's Casey Williams. Casey puts it on the floor, drives, and gives to Sabrina Clay. Right wing now to Raina Gully. Penetrates and kicks out to the left baseline. Now gives to Casey Williams, right wing. Her three-pointer's no good, but Shaylee runs down the rebound for the Streaks. 2:25 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 24-22. Nice crossover by Raina Gully. Splits the defenders, goes up uncontested, lays it up and in. Raina Gully ties it at 24.
Raina left those girls flat-footed as she had a nice little crossover at the top and split two defenders to take it in for the easy layup.
Near steal by Sabrina. Now Lexi Daniels comes up with a two-on-one break for the streaks. Gets to Raina left side. Puts it on the floor, up off the glass. Bounces off, no good. Ooh, and Sabrina's going to get her third foul over the back. Now, Ethington just threw an elbow at her after the whistle, and the official didn't even see it. Wow. I don't know how you didn't see that. I mean, looked like he was looking right at him. Sabrina, as soon as the whistle blew, she was done, and Ethington threw an elbow at her. But that is three on Sabrina Clay. That is the main thing with 2 minutes to play in the first half. We were tied at 24.
Big turn right there because I don't know what the officials.
Yeah, it should be both. According to the board, it's eight fouls on the streets. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, I've got them for 8.
Yeah, so if the question was whether Sammy could come in, she should be able to come in.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, because they weren't up on the line for the free throw yet, so they didn't have to wait for that. So Sammy Thompson checks in for Sabrina Clay, so it'll be Molly Effington at the line with a chance of the one and bonus. 2 minutes exactly to play in the first half. We're tied at 24. Effington, 5'8 senior, left-hander, and she kind of faked it and two streaks stepped in. That's the second time that's happened tonight. So
Coach Hatch looking for some explanation from the official who put out his arm.
I think that's the problem. He's like, what's that signal mean? I mean, we all know what happened. I don't disagree with Coach Hatch. I'm not sure that. Oh, wait a minute.
Now they're going to call it technical.
Is that what it is? Is that?
I don't know. Maybe they called lane violation on the Pioneers.
I don't know, because it looked like I saw a streak on both sides step into the lane.
That's what they called lane violation on the Pioneers.
Oh, okay. I think the officials called it different ways. I'm still not sure I agree with Jay Hatch. I don't know what that signal was from the official. Put his left arm straight out with a fist. I have no idea. I don't know that that's an official signal, but I really don't know. I think that's why he was asking. Near travel by Sammy Thompson. Gets to Lexi. Now Raina Gully on the right wing on the dribble. Picks it up. Gives to Lexi out high right side. Fires a long three-pointer off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Izzy Anderson. Anderson on the run with it. Anderson on the dribble. Top of the key down the right side of the lane. Doesn't get cut off. Lays it up and good. Izzy Anderson caught the streaks with their backs to the ball. Ran right up their backs and laid it up and in.
And now that she's going to get her second foul.
Yeah, second foul on Izzy Anderson. Yep.
She's lucky that other one earlier didn't call that.
Yeah. So 26-24, Alleman, 1:33 to play here in the first half. And the streaks trail by two. That's just the 16 foul on Alleman.
Izzy Anderson not happy to be going to the bench, kind of questioning Coach Hatch for bringing back in Raven Wyatt.
Yeah, I mean, this looks like an absolutely different team than the little bit we saw during the Thanksgiving tournament. Wow. And you know, they weren't playing against as good a talent. Maybe that was part of it. Maybe they're playing the level of their competition. Casey Williams with a nice move down the right side of the lane. Lays it up and got it. Casey with 9 points, make it 26 all. Left wing, this is Wyatt for Alleman. Top of the key goes to Prince. Back to Wyatt on the left wing. Wyatt gives in the low block to Molly Chambers. Now kicks it across the right side to Noe. She lays it up no good. Rebound, going to be a tie-up. And the possession arrow points for the streaks. Nice job by Sammy Thompson.
Well, right there. Florine playing some defense was straight up, which is what she wants to do, but she's got a release after she sees the shot go up and box out, because what happened was, because she was straight up and down, Noe went right by her and had a chance at the rebound.
Streaks finally get it in to Raina Gully in the backcourt. Raina on the dribble to Sammy Thompson, still in the backcourt. Now it's Casey Williams across midcourt right side. Under a minute to play first half. We're tied at 26. Raina Gully dribbling right in the center circle. Streaks going to go ahead and run their offense. Gets a pick from Shaley, goes to the right wing, spins back and gives to Lexi out between the circles. 40 seconds to play in the half. Now it's Sammy Thompson out high left side to Raina out high right side with 35. Raina on the dribble, top of the key. Dribbles left, crosses over down the right side of the lane, up off the glass and in. Nice move by Raina Gully. That's six, and Streaks retake the lead, 28-26. 24 seconds to play. Wyatt, left wing for Alleman. Top of the key, it goes to Prince, and she'll hand off to Wendell. Wendell out near the center circle with 15. Dribbles right with 13. Picks it up with 12. Top of the key, it's Prince. Out left side, it goes to Wyatt with 8. Wyatt swings it to Prince. Right baseline, 3. Blocked by Casey Williams. Goes out of bounds. The Pioneers will get another shot at it with 4.9 to play, and Jay Hatch is going to put all the starters back in for this last play with 4.9 to play. And my hope is that Izzy Anderson picks up her third foul in this case.
Yeah, maybe a charge. But Casey, a great job. Yeah. They tried to fade Prince off a double screen out to the three-point line, and a great job by Casey flying, got the ball pretty high in the air.
Inbound, tip back to Anderson. She fires just inside the three-point line. The shot looked really awkward, but it was effective. It looked like she was just trying to hurry it, and it was nothing but net. And we go to halftime tied up. It is Alleman 28, Galesburg 28. We will take a halftime break, come back and talk about this one. And, boy, I don't know. This is going to be one that's going to come down to a legitimate Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game and play of the game the way this game is going. My goodness, what a first half of basketball. We're tied at 28. We'll take a timeout, come back and talk about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It just seems a little long.
Well, I want people to know all we do. So you're changing the name to Neil Thomas Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Kitchen, Bath Remodeling, Sewer Repair, Sewer Cleaning, Water Treatment, and...
Okay, I get your point.
We don't even have trucks long enough for a name like that.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating does even more than their name suggests by complete kitchen and bath remodels, meaning they're your one point of contact. You don't have to call a drywall guy, toilet rep, tile layer, and electrician. Just call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg.
Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
This holiday season, you could win presents from jewelry to gift certificates to an HDTV and WGIL's Pick a Present game. And for an extra advantage, be sure to sign up now for email clues at WGIL.com. Starting December 1st, be caller number 5 when you hear the cue to call. Pick two numbers, and if the presents behind those numbers match, you'll hear...
Ho, ho, ho!
And you'll win that present. Be sure and sign up for our email advantage at WGIL.com.
Play Pick a Present in December on WGIL. Details at WGIL.com.
There's a sense of pride in caring for people in the community you were raised. This is why Dr. Elizabeth Eiler moved back and joined the private practice of Dr. James Ruppel, specializing in adult and pediatric eye care.
As far as pediatric care, I typically see patients from the ages 3 and up. When it's warranted, I offer services such as early vision therapy treatment, such as patching.
Dr. Eiler treats patients with vision problems associated with diabetes, macular degeneration, and other health issues, and she's experienced in contact lens fitting.
I always check to see if there's an option that could be better for the patient. There are specialty types of lenses that can work for certain situations. Really high prescriptions or complications that come after certain types of refractive surgeries. I like to work with patients to try and get the best vision possible.
Both Dr. Ruppel and Dr. Eiler are welcoming new patients. Call for your appointment today at 345-2020 or visit them in the Cottage Medical Plaza, Suite 105 in Galesburg. Dr. Ruppel, because everyone wants 2020.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks and Alleman Pioneers are tied at 28 points apiece. Streaks were down 13-9 at the end of the first quarter. And we're now tied at 28 here at halftime. Glad to have you along with us. Tom Aerodiff along with Eric Gibson here on this first Western Big Six Conference ball game between the Streaks and the Alleman Pioneers. And like I said during the first half, Eric, when you know what we saw of Alleman during the Thanksgiving tournament, we weren't all that impressed, but we knew it was going to be a battle coming into this gym, but I didn't know it was going to be this kind of battle. And this Pioneer team is much better than I thought they were, honestly.
Well, they've definitely brought the intensity here on their home floor, and part of that's probably the fact that this is their first home game of the season, I believe. And so, you know, realistically, we've seen them come out, and, you know, Izzy Anderson's just been a killer for them. She's been... Showing this game at a different level. She's got 15 points at the half, has two rebounds, has just been an all-around leader, the kind of thing you look for from a senior. And, you know, she's really stepped it up. And, you know, on the other side of the coin, the streak started pretty slow there in the first quarter, only scoring 9 points, but then really turned it on there in the second quarter, putting 19 on.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The Galesburg sophomores, a handy win over Alleman, 55-34 was the final. Coach Mike Ruck's squad, a very good start to their season as well as they pick up the victory. Of course, coming up tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys basketball team will tip off their season The Streaks will open play in their portion of the Thanksgiving tournament as they'll host the Marshall Commandos out of the Chicago Public League. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action for you tomorrow night. I believe 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled for the tip-off. That'll be depending on the game earlier. But, of course, they'll have a whole bunch of games this weekend. We'll just have one after tonight. We'll play Saturday evening, the 6:30 game against Peoria Christian to wrap up the Thanksgiving tournament. So about 6:06 for the pregame. The boys will play twice on Friday, I believe, at 11 o'clock and a 7:30 or 8 o'clock game. Then Saturday, I think a later game, like a 1 o'clock game, and then the 8 o'clock game after the girls on Saturday. Of course, in between the Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be taking place in the Hague Auditorium at Galesburg High School. We're at halftime, tied at 28. Again, want to thank Galesburg Nissan just in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all road games. We're driving a very, very nice pre-owned, certified pre-owned 2014 Nissan Altima 2.5 SL, 38 miles per gallon. Beautiful, beautiful silver color on this thing, or a gray color. And got the nice nice display, the backup camera. This is also one of the things I love about these cars. No key. You just have the little remote thing. If you got it in your pocket, you push the button on the door, you open it, get in the car, push the button to start it. Just a really, really nice vehicle. Very comfortable. The NASA seats, the heated seats, the steering wheel is heated, so when we have more cold like we've had recently, it's perfect. A 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty on this vehicle. Now, would you like $500 off on this particular vehicle? We'll help out. You can help out and get a discount at the same time. They're having their Fill a Frontier food drive going on. They got a Nissan Frontier pickup truck on the showroom floor, filling it with non-perishable food items. And just bring in 10 cans of food, and you will get $500 off any vehicle on their lot. That is a great deal, and you get a chance to help somebody out in the process. So check out all the guys at Galesburg Nissan. That is on North Henderson Street, just in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. We thank them for providing all our transportation. We'll come back, check our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. The Galesburg Community Chorus proudly presents the Seven Joys of Christmas on Saturday, December 13th at First United Presbyterian Church in Galesburg. It'll feature music for choir and string quartet starting at 7:30. Get the details on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, increasing clouds tonight with near steady temperatures, a low of 22. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, a high of 36. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of snow as well. In the evening, a low down around 20. Thanksgiving Day, sunshine with a high of 28. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 19. And Friday, partly sunny with a high around 40. Friday night, partly cloudy, overnight low down around 30. Currently, it is 22 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Listen to this year's Thomas B. Herring Community Service Award winner by going to our Facebook page or click on local news at WGIL.com.
Halftime at Don Morris Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and Alleman Pioneers tied at 28. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, again, a balanced attack for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They are led by Lexi Daniels with 9 points on 3 three-pointers. 9 points for Casey Williams on 3 baskets, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 6 points for Raina Gully on 3 baskets. Just 2 points for Sabrina Clay. She's got 3 fouls. Shaylee Foreen did not score in the first half. 2 points for Sammy Thompson on a couple of free throws. The Streaks with 3 three-pointers all by Lexi Daniels. 5 for 5 from the free throw line. For the Alleman Pioneers, it was their senior guard Izzy Anderson leading the way. 15 points in the first half. 6 baskets, 2-pointers, and a 3-pointer for Izzy Anderson. 4 points apiece for Daria Guzzo, Raven Wyatt, and Kennedy Prince. 3 points for Madeline Wendell. 5 for 6 from the free throw line for the Pioneers, and 1 3-pointer on the night for Alleman.
Well, both teams playing fairly well. 8 turnovers for the Streaks there in the first half, which isn't great, but it's not a terrible number. Only 4 for Allman. They've done a good job of taking care of the basketball. Streaks are out-rebounding Allman 13-11, but Allman has a 3-2 advantage on the offensive board. Allman is shooting 50% from the field, and so are the Streaks. The only difference, Allman 1 of 4 from distance, Streaks 3 of 9 from distance. Streaks are 7 of 11 from inside the arc. Lexi Daniels, in addition to leading the Streaks in scoring with 9 points, also tied for the lead in rebounds at 3.
Allman with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks bring out Casey Williams, Raina Gully, Sabrina Clay, Shaylee Florine, and Lexi Daniels. Of course, Sabrina playing with 3 fouls in the ball game. Casey Williams with 2. This is Guzzo. 8-footer from the right side is up and good. Guzzo with 6 points now, and Allman takes a 30-28 lead. Sabrina Clay left wing to Raina Gully. Drives to the right side. Scoops it up off the back iron. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Guzzo. Evan Massey wanted some contact called on Izzy Anderson that time. And, oh, now you can't not call on the other and then call that. I mean, Raina was running by, I think it was Anderson, and they called some contact on her. And she may have bumped her on the way by. It didn't affect the play. And there was contact on that shot down there. I thought, well, not calling that one, that's really not a big deal. But you got to be consistent, though.
First foul of the game for Raina. First foul of the half for the Streaks.
30-28, Allman lead, and a block shot for Shaylee standing flat-footed. Now a steal by Anderson on the outlet. Izzy Anderson with it, and I'm surprised she didn't take it right at Raina Gully, or rather right at Sabrina Clay, knowing Sabrina's got 3 fouls. Right wing, this is DeWitt. Fires for short just inside the 3-point arc. It's an air ball, and it'll come back the other way. Streaks will bring it the length of the court as the ball fell out of bounds.
Well, the Streaks have to be aware when the posts are rebounding the basketball, you've got to know that it looks like Izzy Anderson's going to kind of try to ball hawk on the backside.
And right there on the press, too, she's watching the eyes of Shaylee Florine inbounding, and right there knocked it away from Lexi Daniels. Actually didn't quite get to Lexi. Goes out of bounds, and Casey Williams will inbound. Streaks will bring it for 3-quarter court. Very good at shooting the gap there for the Pioneers. Raina Gully dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Gets picked from Shaylee. Up off the glass. And actually a pick from Sabrina. Then a pick from Shaylee. Raina lays it up and in. She's got 8. We're tied at 30.
Yeah, great steal by Shaylee. She had flashed across the lane to get post position. When she saw Raina had her defender beat, she just kept the post position so that she could seal off.
Ball knocked away by Lexi, and the Pioneers get it back. This is DeWitt on the left wing. Looking for some help. Now gets down to the left baseline. Can't see who's got the ball because the Allman fans are in our way. Now it's Wendell with a three-pointer, no good. Rebound off the hands of Effington. I believe Sabrina Clay came up with it for the Streaks. Now it's Raina Gully drives down the right side. Gets it off, got herself too far into the basket and went off the back rim, no good. And this is Wendell with it for Allman. And Jay Hatch calls a timeout. A 30-second timeout with 6:23 to play here in the third quarter. We are tied at 30.
On that last interaction, it was actually, they came down and it was an easy rebound for Effington, but a good job by Sabrina Clay. Notice that Effington came around her, got the easy rebound, and then Sabrina swatted the shot, and it was picked up by Casey Williams, taken back down the other way. Unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, they weren't able to score off of it, so we're sitting in a dead heat of 30-30 with 6:23 left to go here in the third quarter.
Of course, coming up at the end of this one, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and hopefully it's going to be a case where if it has to be a last-second shot, it'll be the Streaks making one, and that'll be our Crunch Time Player of the Game. Hopefully it won't come to that.
Halftime between UT and Moline. UT with a 24-16 lead over Moline.
In the back, this is Anderson for Allman. Across front court in the center circle, picks up between the circles. Now to Guzzo, high post right side. Right wing to Anderson, dribbles left, gets picked from Guzzo, pulls up just in front of the three-point arc, can't hit, gets her own rebound, though. Nobody got a body on her. Now it's Guzzo with it. Fakes, drives into the paint, shot blocked by Shaylee Florine, but unfortunately for Shaylee, probably did get a piece of the hand, but again, she brought the arm down, and you're going to get that called for that every time. That's 2 on Shaylee.
Well, that offensive rebound by Izzy Anderson is inexcusable for the Silver Streak. She took a 19-foot jumper, and all the Streaks just stood and watched as she ran by and picked up the basketball.
Now, somebody lose a contact. They're looking for something on the floor over there, unless they're looking for some water or something. Must be some water or something. Jay Hatch is going to grab a towel and wipe it up. 6:05 to play third quarter. We are tied at 30. Streaks trailed 13-9 after the first quarter. Outscored Allman 19-15 in that second quarter. We were tied at 28 at halftime. And just one basket by each team so far here in the second half. Daria Guzzo now at the free throw line with two shots. Second foul on Shaylee Florine. Two team fouls on the streaks in the second half. None on Alleman thus far.
Well, she missed both the ones she took earlier.
And this one is up, and it is good. So Guzzo makes it 31-30 Pioneers.
Slow-moving game.
Yeah. That's the one thing we did notice during the Thanksgiving tournament, that what a slow pace their games were played at. And Coach Massey says more the way they play defense. But and the rebound miss. Guess who got the shot missed? Guess who got the rebound and put back? Izzy Anderson again. She's got 17, make it 33-30 Pioneers. Casey Williams tried to get it inside. Sabrina Clay knocked away and stolen. And coming up with it is Ethington. Gives to Wendell. Wendell on the dribble, gives to Anderson out high left side, working against Raina Gully. Now between the circles, it is DeWitt. High post right side, it goes to Ethington, drives into the paint, hands off to Wendell. Had her pocket picked, though, by Sabrina Clay. Nice job defensively by Sabrina. That scares me, though, when she reaches like that.
We have three fouls.
It was a clean pick, yeah. Was a clean pick, however. Sabrina out high right side, top of the key, Raina Gully. 5:25 to play, third quarter, Shreve's trail 33-30. Raina Gully on the dribble, gets a pick from Sabrina, goes to the right baseline, now pulls it back out, gives to Shaylee Florine, top of the key. Out high left side, it's Lexi, drives left baseline, fires a footer, it's short, rebound, Shaylee puts it up and got fouled, no call. Wow. And now a jump ball on the rebound. How do you not call that one? I mean, Shaylee had the ball way above her head, got fouled on the arm going up by Guzzo, and no call. And the Galesburg bench did not like that no call. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Streets trail 33-30. They'll get it back. The ball went off of Alleman last. Or no, on the jump ball, actually. Jump,
yeah.
Possession Streets. It comes to Ray Gully out in the circle for the Streets. Gives to Sammy Thompson out high left side. Sabrina Clay, top of the key, dribbles left.
Jeez.
Left down the left side, lays it up too strong. Boy, nice move by Sabrina, and she just picked up her fourth foul. She was frustrated with her miss on that. Made a really an outstanding move. And on the rebound, reached in, and Sabrina picks up her fourth foul.
Well, the other bad side of that was that Guzzo ran through Lexi Daniels. No call. She put the shoulder right into the sternum and knocked Lexi backwards. And for whatever reason, just no call from the officials. So I would imagine it'll be a while before we see Sabrina again with those four fouls.
This is Izzy Anderson on the dribble, right wing. Inside, got a pass over the top of Sammy Thompson. Guzzo took it up and in.
Well, with Shaylee and Clay on the bench, that's going to be open for them.
Now should have been a foul again. No call. Oh, they're going to give the ball to Alleman. Guzzo fouled. Lexi Davis going after the loose ball. As Lexi was trying to get the pass, he got hammered by Guzzo, who knocked it out of bounds. Ball goes to Alleman. No foul.
Yeah, he claimed it went off of Lexi's knee. It didn't even touch Lexi's knee. Her arm was hammered, and I don't know what that guy was watching.
So Evan wow. Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 4:33 to play third quarter. Streaks trailing 35-30. I mean, that was literally like right in front of us here. We don't you don't get any closer than where we're at when we're here at Alleman, which is sometimes not bad, but sometimes. And again, you know, as we look to our left, the Alleman student section standing up. When the ball goes down into the left corner to our left on Alleman's offensive end, you can't see what's going on down in the corner.
Well, the Streaks definitely a much smaller group right now. Shaylee's on the bench. Sabrina's on the bench. So they're going to need to get some big minutes here from Sammy and Madison Ross.
And the guess is they're going to try to do the same thing, pound it down on the block to Guzzo again. Anderson on the dribble. Gets a pick at the high post. Doesn't use it from Guzzo. And picks up, gets to Prince out high right side, out high left side, it's DeWitt. Now swing it over to Prince on the right wing. She'll stop and fire the 18-footer, no good. Rebound, Madison Ross. And, boy, again, a hand was on her.
Yeah, there's a lot of contact that's not being called by the girls in white jerseys.
Raina drives down the right side, and there's a foul on Guzzo. I'm not so sure about that one as Raina went up into her, but that's one, it's going to go against the defense if you call it.
And for whatever reason, he's saying it was on the ground.
Oh.
She was
going up for
obviously
the shot.
In the air. Coach Massey beside himself.
How is that? Oh, my God. I mean,
there was no contact.
The yeah.
There was no contact until she left her feet.
Wow. Well, that is the third foul now on Guzzo. Casey Williams inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Lexi. And nope, they overthrow it, and the Streaks turn it over.
Well, the problem there was Casey got locked in on passing it to, I believe it was Sammy, and then she did not pay attention to Lexi, who was wide open right after the She got the ball from the official but didn't see her because she was watching the middle of the floor. So back into the game is Shaylee Florine. Heading to the bench was Madison Ross, and now Kaylin Boydston in. Casey Williams will also head to the bench.
So 4:03 to play, 35-30 Streaks trail. The Alleman Pioneers, first Western Big Six Conference game of the season for both teams. Anderson brings it across, working against Raina Gully. Gives out high left side to Anna Noe, or rather Molly Chambers. Now it's Noe with it, out high left side. This is Hillman. Hillman goes to the free throw line, stops, looks for help, kicks it to Prince out on the right side. Prince on the dribble. Picks up, looks for help, and it's stolen away by Sammy Thompson. Actually, Kayla Boyson comes up with it, and she's fouled from behind by Molly Chambers. You know, Alleman, Jay Hatch, when he substitutes, he'll put a bunch of players in, and really he's not losing a ton except when you replace Izzy Anderson.
Yeah, oh, yeah, a lot of interchangeable parts on that team. And, you know, right there on the defensive end, a great job by the Streaks. They saw her Prince pick up her dribble, and they all attacked and played tight defense so they could get that strip.
Raina Gully, right side over the top to Shaylee, lays it up off the glass and in. First basket for Shaylee. Nice entry pass from Raina Gully to Shaylee Florine. Streaks trail 35-32.
That's usually the key to any post player success on a drop step is where does the ball handler pass the ball to.
And on the opposite, and it was a bad pass, and Sammy Thompson comes up with a steal and got knocked away. Ball goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. Should be. Shaylee's got her feet on the ball. The Alamo player has her hands on the ball, and the possession error, unfortunately, points toward Alamo. What happened? Sammy was dribbling the ball. It went off, I don't know if it was off of her foot or somebody's foot. The ball scooted down the floor, and Shaylee dove after it and couldn't quite come up with it, and finally got her feet on it, and that was ended up being the tie-up.
Well, and we'll take that because at least it moves the possession arrow.
Impounds. This is Hillman. 3-on-2 break. Alleman drives down right side, and a reach foul is going to go against Kaylin Boydston, and now Jay Hatch upset that they didn't call that one in the act of shooting. Actually, that was way further from me in the act of shooting than one that Raina Gully was.
Yeah, and, you know, right there it almost looked like the Streaks lost track of her because she came from the scorers table area. And nobody had picked her up.
Three-pointer right baseline. Hillman, no good. This is actually, it was inside the three-point arc. And this is Raina Gully. Steps inside, puts it up. No, but a foul's going to go against Madeline Wendell. And Raina Gully's going to go to the free throw line for two shots. Nice job by Raina recognizing the opening. Whether she was going to get the shot off, we weren't sure, but she was able to draw the contact.
Just the first foul on Wendell. Third team foul of the half for Allman.
2:46 to play in the third quarter. Streaks trail 35-32. Raina Gully at the free throw line. First shot is short. That is unusual for Raina. That's her first free throw attempt of the night.
Yeah, Raina is shooting at 64% coming in. A pretty good free throw shooter.
Second shot away. Bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Chambers for Alleman. Being hounded by Sammy Thompson. Picks up and gets to Wendell. Wendell still in the backcourt. Gets it across left to the center circle with 2:35 to play in the quarter. Left wing, it goes to Wyatt. On the block, knocked away by Shaylee Florine. Kaylin Boydson comes up with it. Kaylin down the right side, gives to Raina on the left wing. She'll fire the 15-footer. It's good! Who says there's no medium-range game anymore? 35-34, Streaks trail, 2:15 to play in the third. Right wing, this is Hillman with it outside the three-point arc. Down on the block, and right back to Hillman. Stolen away, nice job defensively by the Streaks again, and Kaylin Boyson gets mugged, and getting called for the foul is going to be Molly Chambers. That's going to be her second quick foul. And that's four team fouls now, or is it five on that? Four team fouls.
During that whole sequence where the Streaks got, I believe it was three possessions in a row by Allman with turnovers, Izzy Anderson was on the bench. Needless to say, Coach Hatch has her back in.
So the Streaks with a chance to take the lead, 2:06 to play third quarter. They trail 35-34. Kaylin Boyson will set the offense for the Streaks. Gets a pick, well, and doesn't use the pick from Shaylee Florine. Now it's Lexi. Fires a three, top of the key. Missed that one badly. Rebound to Shaylee Florine. Gets knocked to the floor, no call, and they call a travel. She got knocked to the floor. The girl landed on the back of her leg and knocked her to the floor.
And that's what Coach Massey's saying right now is,
Shaylee's hurting. I don't know what.
Well, I'm sure. She probably hit her face on the floor.
Yeah,
because
I don't know if that's what it was or not.
Basically what happened was it was kind of like when you see those linemen in football get their leg rolled over.
Yeah.
Her leg got rolled over, and now Shaylee's father not happy about the play on the court, and he's on his way down to the floor to check on her.
I mean, she's not like grabbing her legs. I was the word initially that was a knee, like you said, because they rolled up on the back of her legs, and
I think she just hit her face on the floor because she keeps putting her hand to her mouth. Almost says, well, and now she's got her hand on her.
Unless she got the wind knocked out of her.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, because she's holding her stomach or arm, so hopefully she's okay.
I mean, I don't know how you didn't call a foul on that. She traveled after she got knocked to the floor.
Right.
I mean.
So into the game for her is Madison Ross. Streaks again, not being able to use Sabrina Clay, who's sitting with four fouls and has been for quite some time.
1:47 to play third quarter. Izzy Anderson across midcourt, left side. Down on the block, Guzzo knocked away by Madison.
Great job
Ross.
By Madison. Good post defense by Madison. She was half running right there, saw the pass come in, was able to slide in front and knock the ball away out of bounds.
So it'll be, I'm not sure who's inbounding. I can't see him here from where we're sitting. Alleman student section. They always have a good student section, very boisterous. And it comes in on the block to Guzzo, kicks out to Anderson, right wing. She'll penetrate. And a
travel.
Half-step travel, no call. Kicks out to Guzzo. She can't hit the shot. Lexi Daniels with a rebound for the Streaks. Yeah, I don't know how you missed that travel either. Wow.
That was
hopping the extra hop there.
Pretty obvious.
Sammy Thompson out high left side. Top of the key, Madison Ross. Right wing is Kaylin Boydston. Thought about the three. Wide open under right side. Sammy Thompson got pushed. I didn't think he was going to call it. It was a late whistle.
Very late whistle. But
she got pushed, and then he didn't make the call until after she came down. Couldn't hit the shot.
It's going to be against Raven Wyatt.
Wyatt, that is her first foul. Five team fouls now on Alleman. And Sammy Thompson with a chance for the Streaks to tie and possibly take the lead here with two shots. 1:17 to play third quarter, and makes the first. We are tied at 35. Sammy with the 3 points on the night, all from the free throw line.
Each team has only scored 7 points apiece in this quarter. Much slower pace than that second quarter.
Second shot good. Sammy 4-for-4 from the line. Streaks take the lead, 35-36. Back into the Alleman lineup. It is Molly Ethington replacing Raven Wyatt. Streaks pick up with full court pressure, and it comes to Anderson. Working against Kaylin Boyce, and they'll just clear it out for her, which is a wise move. Gives out high left side to Hillman. Now between the circles, this is Wendell. Gives to Guzzo, high post right side, turns and fires a 17-footer, and got it.
Nice shot there by Daria Guzzo. Just turned around and saw she had a size advantage and hit the easy jumper.
Now Casey traveled the ball. She got a little bit ahead of herself going down the left side, and rather than stopping going up with a shot, she tried to stop to turn to kick it back out and took an extra step. There, Streaks turn it over.
Well, the unfortunate thing is it looked like she might have had a step on the defender, too, if she had kept going to the rim.
That's what I thought, yeah.
She decided to pull up and instead had all of her momentum still going to the rim.
50 seconds to play in the third. Streaks trail 37-36. Anderson on the dribble across midcourt, now dribbling in the center circle. Working against Kaylin. Boyston picks up, looking for help. Knocked away by Kaylin. And I'm surprised they didn't call a foul there. If not, it should have been a double dribble. Now a foul on the shot. They're going to call it on Sammy Thompson as Anderson penetrated down the left side of the lane. I don't know if you didn't call a foul. I didn't know that Kaylin actually knocked the ball away.
That's what I was going to say. Part of me thinks that Izzy just dropped the ball just to say, hey, you know, I get my dribble back.
Sammy Thompson picks up her second foul. Izzy Anderson at the free throw line with 38 seconds to play here in the third and hits the first. She's got 18 of the Alleman 38 points. 38 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 38-36.
Shaylee and Raina come back in.
Second shot is away, and this one is good as well. 39-36 Pioneers. 34 seconds to play, third quarter. Right wing, Shaylee. Out high, Sammy. Now top of the key, it is Raina Gully with it. 28 seconds to play. Raina looks over the defense. Now puts it on the floor with 25 to play and brings it back out between the circles with 22. To Shaylee out high left side. Now to Casey Williams left wing with 18. Puts it on the floor, gives to Raina between the circles with 15. Now back to Casey left wing. Now it's Raina on the dribble with 11. Dribbles right with 10. Now Casey top of the key with 9. Now Shaylee down the left block up off the glass and got it. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. 2 seconds to play. This is Anderson, and she's going to get a pretty decent shot at it and missed it at the buzzer. Nice job contesting it by Casey Williams without fouling. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Alleman 39, Galesburg 38. We'll bring you the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Pratty Insurance, your local Rocker Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Pratty. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rocker Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Catch the action of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Hi, it's Tom Erdick. There's another Affordable Care Act sign-up period. We'll talk about it with Aaron Olson and Carol Rogers from the Knox County Health Department tomorrow morning at 8:10 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
8 minutes to play. Streaks trail 39-38. Galesburg with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. This is Lexi Daniels. Out high right side. Sammy Thompson out high left side. Raina Gully drives right side. Gets to Lexi right baseline. Three-pointer is good! Her fourth of the ball game. First basket in the second half. Streaks take a 41-39 lead.
Huge play right there by Raina. She saw that she could collapse the defense by driving in. Did and got the three off.
Guzzler with a nice move around Shaley Fareed, but missed a shot. Shaley with a rebound. Shaley did a nice job not to foul after Guzzler got the move around her. 7:28 to play. Raina Gully between the circles. Out high left side, Sammy Thompson. Streaks lead 41-39. Shaley Fareed to Raina Gully, right wing. Raina looks over the defense, gets to Lexi. High post right side. Nice look underneath. Shaley up off the glass short, and the rebound comes down to Guzzler. What a nice pass from Lexi. Shaley came up a little bit short on it.
Yeah, that play, I saw that play developing the whole way. They left nobody on the weak side block. Once the Streaks got to the middle, it was an easy play.
Now a steal by Raina Gully down the left side and gets fouled from behind by Izzy Anderson, and that'll be her third. Nice play. Raina gave Izzy a taste of her own medicine, got in the passing lane there and knocked it away and stole it from Anderson and then drew the foul. So Raina goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Wow, and you had two elite guards there in the Western Big Six because Raina saw that ball pop free, and she just won the foot race, too, and was able to get down there. Nice job trying to recover by Izzy Anderson, but she was just late.
Boy, Raina missed her third free throw tonight. Very, very rare for Raina Gully to step to the line and not hit one. She's 0-for-3 so far tonight. 7-1 to play. Streaks lead 41-39. Back into the Alman lineup, Raven Wyatt, and she is going to replace Caitlin DeWitt.
She kind of looked at Izzy Anderson, and I was going to be surprised if Izzy was coming out
here. I'm guessing she probably got a glare back from her. Like, I'm not coming out. Can't blame her. This is Raina Gully. Second shot is up, and this one is perfect.
Well, hopefully that breaks the ice.
42-39 Streaks. 6:57 to play in the ballgame. Is this Galesburg's biggest lead of the game?
I think so.
I guess we're maybe tied for the biggest lead. Kennedy Prince, though, ties it up with a three-pointer from the right wing. Wow.
Who hit that one?
Kennedy Prince.
Thank you.
Now pass from Lexi Daniels to Shaley Florian running down the right side of the lane, and a foul on Prince as she kind of got Shaley tied up there. And then it's fouls on the floor. That's the 16th foul. Both teams with six fouls. Second foul on Kennedy Prince. Casey Williams will inbound from the – oh, no, that's the 17th foul they're saying on Alleman. So
yeah.
Shaley's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Although they're subtracting fouls on the scoreboard from Alleman, putting them on the streak side now.
Well, yeah, okay. Now they got seven on both sides. Wait a minute. They both said six. Now it said seven for Galesburg, five for Alleman, now seven for both.
Streak's biggest lead of the game is actually 4 at 9-5.
And now it's back to a one-point lead. As Shaley hits the first, she'll get the bonus. 6:40 to play. Second shot is away. That one's too strong. Rebound comes down to Guzzo. And this is Anderson with it across midcourt, right side. Left wing, this is Wyatt working against Lexi Daniels. Lexi knocked it away. Wyatt gets it back and dribbles to the top of the key, hands off to Anderson. Left wing, it's Prince. Now goes in the paint to Guzzo. Got to get a three-second call. Nope, she got out of there. Now gives to Anderson. Anderson on the dribble, high post right side. Stops, picks it up at the right elbow, looking for help. And a timeout called by Jay Hatch. I don't think he was in danger of getting a five-second call because I don't even think the official was counting. 30-second timeout for Jay Hatch. 6:12 to play in the ballgame. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, just in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Tonight we're driving a certified pre-owned 2014 Nissan Altima 2.5 SL. What a beautiful, beautiful car this is. It's got all the amenities you could ask for. Seated heat, seated steering wheel, 38 miles per gallon. 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a really, really nice car, 38 miles per gallon. You can get $500 off this vehicle or any vehicle on the lot at Galesburg Nissan just by bringing in 10 cans of food in their Filafrontier food drive. They're filling up a bed of a Nissan Frontier. Bring in 10 cans of food. That's all you have to do. You'll help somebody out that's less fortunate and help you get a great deal on a vehicle. Galesburg Nissan just in front of Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Inbound comes to Guzzo, left baseline. Now it's Anderson, left wing. Left baseline, it goes to Prince. She'll stop and fire an 18-footer. It's an air ball. Rebound off the hands of Sammy Thompson. Thrown away by Guzzo. And then as Guzzo went up for the shot, Raina Gully snatched it away from her, and they called a foul. Well, they better not. They're calling it a shooting foul, even though it was on the floor.
Well, Raina had all ball there, so yeah. I don't know where. Wow.
So Guzzo goes to the free throw line with two shots. Second foul on Raina Gully. 6:02 to play in the ballgame. Streets trail 43-42. They were up. Now they're tied at 43.
43 all. 6:02 left to go in regulation.
Wendell back into the ballgame for Alleman as she replaces Prince. 43 all, 6:02 to play. Second shot up, bounces around and falls through. I think that's the first one we've seen bounce around the rim and go through on either end tonight. And Alleman retakes the lead at 44-43. Sammy Thompson, now Lexi Daniels, still on the backcourt. Back to Sammy, looking for help. Finally gets it to Casey. Finally gets it across the timeline. Casey on the dribble, under the paint, kicks it to Lexi Daniels, right baseline. Back to Casey, right wing. Lost the handle, now got it to Raina Gully out between the circles. 5:44 to play in the ball game. Raina Gully on the dribble with it. Goes left, out high to the left side now. Keeping her dribble, now picks up and gives to Sammy Thompson, top of the key. Back to Raina, and she'll bring it back out between the circles and reset. Raina dribbles right, gets a pick from Shaley. Working against Anderson on the right side. Now to Lexi Daniels, back to Raina. Raina brings it back out between the circles again with 5:20 to play.
I don't think half the Streaks knew what offense they were in for the first 20 seconds of the possession.
And Raina was directing traffic, but I don't think it was going where they needed to be. Now Casey drives right baseline, leans it up off the glass, got it in one. What a nice move by Casey Williams. Muscled it up and in, drew the foul, and it's going to go against,
Chalmers.
Who was it? Effington.
Effington, yes. 42.
Yeah, that's why I thought he was saying 52. I didn't see her out there. So Casey Williams with 11 points now. That's her first points of the second half. Streets retake the lead, 45-44, 5:09 to play.
It looks like maybe a little offense-defense already as Prince back into the game and Wyatt goes and sits back down for Alleman.
Casey Williams' shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Effington. Now it is on the dribble. Wendell for Alleman, left wing. This is Prince with it. Top of the key, it goes to Anderson. Right wing, it is Wendell. High post, it goes to Effington. Now it's Guzzo in the paint, puts up the 10-footer and got it. It ain't pretty, but it's effective, that's for sure. 46-45, Alleman with the lead, 4:44 to play. Streets with a two-on-one break. Nice bounce pass, Raina to Shaley, up off the glass in, and Guzzo puts up the foul. And that is her fourth. What a beautiful bounce pass from Raina Gully to Shaley Florine.
Yeah, and that just
perfectly executed fast break.
Exactly, and that just shows the hands that Shaley has to be able to catch that in such a tight window, grab it and put it up and in. And now we're going to see Sabrina Clay coming back in, and Coach Hatch is going to take a timeout. That's going to be a full timeout.
So we'll take a timeout as well. 4:41 to play. Streaks lead 47-46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you miss the McRib, like the Mojave Desert misses a tropical storm, like a hockey player misses his front teeth, and like a guy with a mullet misses the 80s.
Later, dude.
Then we've got good news for you. The McRib is back at McDonald's with its epic sauciness. Enjoy your favorite pork sandwich topped with pickles and slivered onions. And right now, when you buy a McRib Extra Value Meal, you get an extra McRib sandwich for just $1. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Play Pick a Present in December on WGIL. Sign up for email clues to help you pick a present. Details at WGIL.com.
4:41 to play the ball game. Streaks lead 47-46. Daria Guzzo just picked up her fourth foul. Shaley Florine at the free throw line with a chance to convert a traditional three-point play on a beautiful feed from Raina Gully. So as Eric mentioned, Sabrina Clay back into the game. She's in there with Lexi Daniels, Shaley, Casey Williams, Raina Gully. And the Streaks leading 47-46. And a shot is short. And the rebound run down. A nice hustle by Casey Williams. Out hustled Effington for it. Or excuse me, Lexi Daniels. Now it's Raina Gully out between the circles. And that's how you win ball games. It's hustle plays like that. That could be a Day's Auto Body crunch time play of the game right there. Lexi, top of the key, fires a three. It's short. Rebound off the hand of Shaley. Run down by Lexi again. Left wing, it's Casey Williams. Now Raina Gully will reset for the Streaks. 4:20 to play in the ball game.
Six rebounds now for Lexi Daniels, including those last two offensive.
Raina picks up, gives to Shaley out between the circles. Now right wing is Casey Williams. Casey fakes, dribbles left, picks up, gives to Shaley. Right block, drop step off the glass, and got it. 49-46 Streaks, 4 minutes to play in the ball game.
Nowhere Kennedy Prince is.
There she is with the ball left wing. Now ball knocked away by Shaley Florine as she got around as they tried to get it to Guzzo in the post. And the Alamo fans thought there should have been a foul. I thought Shaley got mostly ball.
Yeah, well, she's got such long arms, she can reach from behind somebody and still get hands on the ball.
Sabrina Clay fires at 18-footer. It's strong, but Shaley Florine with a rebound, and she's fouled. And is it going to go against Guzzo? Nope, they're going to say Wendell, I believe. Guzzo, that would have been all for her, but it's going to go against Madeline Wendell. And that is her second. And Shaley's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Shaley 1-for-3 from the line today.
And short on that one. She's putting a lot of, the last two she put a lot of arc on them, but has come up short on both of them.
On the season, she's only a 50% free throw shooter. And the other thing you're dealing with right now if you're Shaley is the tired legs here at the end of the game.
Second shot, rolls around and falls through. So the Streaks now lead 50-46 and equal their biggest lead of the ball game with 3:36 to play. Back in for Alleman, Raven Wyatt, and also Hillman in. Prince in there as well. This is Anderson with a basketball. Left side goes to Wendell on the wing. Wendell gets a pick, dribbles right, stops at the free throw line. Shot blocked by Casey Williams, and Raina Gully comes up with a beautiful defensive play by Casey. Another possibility of a Dave's Auto Body crunch time play of the game. Here's Shaley with it to Raina Gully out high on the left side. Anderson with a reach, no call. Now Raina spins into the paint, pass Anderson, lays it up and in!
She is just shredding the defense when she gets a little bit of space.
52-46 Streaks, 3:02 to play. Timeout, Jay Hatch of the Alamon Pioneers. We'll see if this is a full or a 30. And this is going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:02 to play. Galesburg 52, Alamon 46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
The new season begins for the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball team tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me as the Silver Streaks take on Chicago Marshall at 7:06 tomorrow here on WGIL.
3:02 to play in the ballgame. Streaks now lead 52-46. Solomon Pioneers at Don Morris Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.com. And tune in radio. This is Izzy Anderson in the backcourt for the Pioneers as she'll set the offense. Working against Raina Gully between the circles. Out high left side, it goes to Wendell. Gets a pick from Guzzo, dribbles right, stops, top of the key, gets to Anderson out high right side. Knocked away by Raina Gully. Anderson gets it back down the right side. Nice dish underneath to Guzzo. Got too far into the basket, missed it. Rebound Sabrina Clay. And I'm, you know, if I'm Coach Jay Hatch, I'm letting Anderson take the ball and penetrate every time because she'll either score or get to the free throw line or both.
Well, and I think that was the idea there, but she saw Guzzo open, and she just didn't realize Guzzo was underneath the basket.
2:30 to play. Casey Williams left wing with it. Gets to Shaley down left block, up off the glass and in. Beautiful play. Casey drew both defenders. They left Shaley wide open. She lays it up and in.
Well, and I don't think, I think Allman fell asleep right there. Yeah. They were so worried about Casey, and they left Shaley wide open for that layup.
54-46 Streaks. This is Wendell. Left wing goes to Prince. Kennedy Prince with it. Left baseline, this is, I guess that must be Wendell with it. Yeah, Wendell with it as she comes back in our picture. Now it's Guzzo, left wing, Anderson. Anderson goes to the left baseline, nearly knocked away by Raina, has to pick the ball up, gives to Wendell. Now top of the key, it's Prince. Now it's Wyatt with it. Wyatt, free throw line, kicks out to Anderson. She'll fire the three. It's way short. Rebound goes down to Prince, though. Prince lays it up off the glass. Ooh, a reach foul on that shot. I hope that wasn't Sabrina. I think it's going to go against Lexi. Yep. Yeah, Lexi Daniels. And that'll be her second. Going to the free throw line will be Kennedy Prince. And the this is not what you want. The clock is the Streak's ally right now. You don't want to stop the clock. 1:45 to play. But the Streak's leading 54-46.
Prince, 7 points in the game, including 2 for 2 from the stripe earlier. And that make it 3 for 3. She hits that and now 8 points.
And a three-pointer as well in the ball game. Back in for Alamon. Guzzo getting a rest. And in for defense will be DeWitt, also Chambers, and also Guzzo's got 4 fouls as well, probably part of the reason that Jay Hatch takes her out. 54-47, Streak's lead. Kennedy Prince at the free throw line for the Alamon Pioneers. Eyes the second, it's away, and this one is good. 54-48 Streaks. Raina Gully down court. It goes to Lexi Daniels. 3-on-1 break. Lexi's going to pull it out, though, and gets to Raina. Streaks will reset the offense.
Smart move. As you said, the clock's the ally, so unless you have an easy layup, you got to pull it out.
And Casey Williams drives left baseline. Can't hit the shot too strong, but the rebound's going to go off of Chambers last, and the Streaks will get it on their own left baseline. Now Guzzo's going to come back in for the Pioneers. 1:31 to play. Casey will inbound left baseline, and that was a good move by Casey. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. Casey looks for help, gets it in to Raina Gully out on the left side. She'll bring it back out between the circles with 1:28 to play. Gives to Shaley. Now it's Casey Williams left wing. Casey on the dribble with it. Goes top of the key, gives to Sabrina Clay out high right side with 1:20. Now it's Raina Gully. Shaley Foreen top of the key. Left wing, Lexi Daniels with it. Dribbles left, Lexi on the dribble. Now it's Sabrina Clay. Sabrina dribbles right. Casey Williams right wing. Streaks playing keep away. 1:09 to play. Streaks lead 54-48. Now Raina drives left side, comes up short off the glass, and a rebound to Wyatt. 1 minute to play. Wyatt on the dribble and tried to get to Anderson. Stolen away by Casey Williams. Now it's Lexi Daniels, and she's going to pull it back out. Streaks had a 2-on-1 break. Smart move again. With 50 seconds to play, Alamon's going to have to come out and foul. And Anderson pushing Raina Gully. No call. Finally, Guzzo fouls out of the ballgame as she pushes Shaley Foreen. So Shaley would go to the free throw line with 2 shots with 45.9 to play.
Guzzo fouls out with 13 points, 5 rebounds, so a decent game for her other than having to foul out here. Coming back into the game for Alamon is Ethington and Wendell.
And Prince as well.
And Prince, and DeWitt's going to go to the bench.
Also, Chambers goes to the bench. So Shaley Florina to the free throw line. 2 shots, 45.9 to play. Streaks up 54-48. First shot is up. High arcer is short again. Again, she put a lot of arc, and she's right on target with the three of the last four, and has come up short on all of them. Second one is away, and that one's a little strong. Rebound to Wyatt for the Pioneers. Now 43 seconds to play. This is Anderson, left wing. Hands off to Prince, and she's going to fire the three. Oh, off the mark. No good. I thought that was going to fall. Sabrina Clay with a rebound, 35 seconds to play. Now Raina Gully, like to keep the ball in her hands, have Anderson trying to foul her. Anderson knocks it away, but timeout called by Evan Massey. And it's a full timeout. We're going to keep it right here with 27.8 seconds to play. Raina Anderson was doing a nice job, and she actually swatted it away briefly from Raina, who got it back. And as soon as she put it on the floor again, the Alamon fans were wanting a double dribble, but it had been knocked away by Anderson. Evan Massey called the full timeout. 27.8 to play. Streaks lead 54-48. Of course, the Gilbride boys in action tomorrow night. They will play the Marshall Commandos out of the Chicago Public League in their opener of the Thanksgiving tournament at John Field Gym. Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that action tomorrow night here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. Then they'll play twice on Friday, twice on Saturday. The girls sandwiched in between on Saturday evening, a 6:30 game, about 6:06 for the pregame, as the girls wrap up their portion of the Thanksgiving tournament against the Crusaders from Peoria Christian High School. And again, 6:06 pregame, 6:30 tip, followed by the boys immediately after the girls game on Saturday evening.
Well, I think we're also carrying the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, aren't we?
I believe so. I'm not totally sure, but I believe that. And if so, that'll be at like
3 o'clock. It was the email I got today.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon. And that'll be from Hegg Auditorium at Galesburg High School. Streaks with the basketball, 27.8 to play. It'll be Casey Williams to inbound. Streaks lead 54-48. It comes back court to Shaley. And looking for some help. And Maybe she's going to be fouled.
Oh,
wow. Out a little bit there by Ethington.
Yeah, and that's one of those, you either got a foul right away or by the time you have her trapped up, I mean, you're going to have a five-second call pretty soon.
23.9 to play now, so back to the free throw line. It is Shaylee Florine with 23.9 to play.
Earlier in the game, at the beginning of this quarter, in fact, Shaylee got knocked to the floor, seemed to come up a little injured. You wonder if that's why her free throws have been off, because she was holding her midsection but also holding her arm, and we were thinking it was possibly either a wrist or getting the wind knocked out of her, but she's been pretty short on these free throws.
And that one, that's the same thing as last time, short on the first, long on the second one. Rebound, Anderson, 21 to play. Anderson gives to Prince. Now top of the key, this is Wendell. Now it's Anderson. They're taking a long time. Anderson steps back, fires a three. It's an air ball. Rebound to Shaylee. Gets to Lexi. 10 seconds to play. Now it's Reyna with eight. Now to Lexi. Get it across midcourt. And the Streaks threw it away. Nope, it's going to go off. No, it does. The Streaks turn it over with 2.5 seconds to play. But not going to matter now. I would just, you don't even have to play defense. You
no.
Just let them have a layup and not even have to inbound. Just get away from them.
Lexi's got to realize right there that you, when you get in that situation, all you have to do is dribble across the half-court line.
Anderson misses the three at the buzzer, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks hold on. The Streaks win the Western Big Six opener. A tough matchup with the Alleman Pioneers at Don Morris Gym. The final score, Galesburg 54, Alleman 48. Wow, what a ball game, and what a nice comeback by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And they were most definitely tested tonight by a very scrappy Alleman club.
Yeah, well, and an Alleman club that really gave the Streaks all they could handle.
Yeah.
And just real quick, I see Shaylee walking off the court. She's holding her right arm up, so it must be something with that wrist. She must be feeling that still.
I guess the good thing is that after playing Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, she's got some time off till Saturday night as far as playing games. So let's go ahead and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. My vote is going for number 20. She had a block shot down here that was key. And what else? She had another play down. Where was that?
Well, she had the big pass to Shaylee inside. She drew the defense out on the far wing and dropped it off inside. So your Dave's All Body Player of the Game is Casey Williams.
So you're voting with me, right?
I am voting with you.
Okay.
Yeah. She finishes with 9 points in the game, but she also had two assists, a steal, and as Tom said, a big block. She had two total blocks of the game, but a big one when it mattered, and that one of those two assists was the big one to Shaylee Florine inside to give the Streaks a much-needed layup to put some distance between them and Allman.
So Casey Williams, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streaks win at 54-48. We'll come back, talk about this one, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our final stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Pratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to breedlovesports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at breedlovesports.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Some people get up early on Black Friday and save hundreds on TVs and toasters. You, however, can choose a more civilized way to celebrate Black Friday and save thousands on a new Chevy from Yem in Galesburg. It's their Black Friday sales event with the best offers of the year on brand new 2014 and 2015 Chevrolets on the lot, like a new 2014 Chevy Cruze LT. With a Black Friday price of just $18,991, you'll save over $3,600. Or a 2015 Chevy Equinox. You'll save $2,000 when you buy for just over $25,600. Or lease it for just $299 a month. Test drive a new 2014 Chevy Impala with a Black Friday price of just over $25,900. You'll save nearly $4,900. And a 2014 Chevy Silverado Double Cab 4x4 LT All-Star Edition Pickup. Black Friday priced at Yem at just over $34,600. You'll save $10,000. The Chevrolet Black Friday event. Going on now at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC. 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg.
Taxes and tax extra. With approved credit. See dealer for details.
The official WGIL forecast, increasing clouds tonight with near steady temperatures, a low of 22. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, a high of 36. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of snow as well. In the evening, a low down around 20. Thanksgiving Day, sunshine with a high of 28. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 19. And Friday, partly sunny with a high around 40. Friday night, partly cloudy, overnight low down around 30. Currently, it is 22. The Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Don Morris Gym, Streaks win it 54-48 was the final. As Galesburg goes 1-0 in the Western Big Six, 5-0 on the season, our postgame coaches interview is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Altogether Better, joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And, Coach, what a battle here tonight. You know, not everything went right for you, but, again, it's one of those cases where your girls just especially in the second half, absolutely persevered.
You know, absolutely. Very good win for us. Very good win. You know, it's crazy to say, well, it's a tough place to win because – it's 84 feet. It's Hoosiers, the same thing, and stuff like that. But it's a tough atmosphere, especially that first time coming, that you got the combination of it's so hard to hear in here. And second is Alleman does such a good job. We ran one out of bounds play, and they were to our spot before we were in the cut and stuff. So it's tough. I thought we did a good job, had nice composure.
And you did a nice job. The girls did a nice job of making adjustments. You talk about, you know, them kind of knowing where you were going before you got there, especially the Anderson girl, who's very quick. I mean, just playing the passing lanes in the first half, you guys did a much, much better job, especially in that fourth quarter, of protecting the basketball.
Right. And I would say it was a tough night for a lot of our kids. You know, this wasn't one of Sabrina's better. And for Shaylee and Sabrina, they were letting them bang inside, but Sabrina was, you know, kind of hand fouls and got some, and we didn't get the ball into him at all. But I thought, you know, for Raina, I thought it was tough early that she had trouble guarding the kid. But really, the last 4 minutes, she dominated the game. And
yeah.
Shaylee, I thought that it was Shaylee was huge in the fourth quarter. Yeah. There was one of the plays where she had gotten the ball, that the shot went up and she was above the foul line, and she got to the basket and got the rebound. And that was just a hustle play of, you know, playing with heart. That fourth quarter, that was really good stuff.
I know that's something we noticed and mentioned in the fourth quarter, those little plays like that, the win games. There was the one Shaylee had, and then another one that Lexi ran down and just out-hustled somebody for a long rebound out here on the side near us, and several plays like that. On the defensive end, Casey had a big block, and you had several steals. And like you said, I felt like Raina kind of owned their guards there in that last 4 minutes or so of the game.
Yeah, an outstanding job. And you're right. You know, I mean, Lexi is probably our most consistent player, just same every game and gives us stuff, and she gives you what. I thought Sam came in. You know, it was that stretch in the third quarter where Sam, Kaylin Boydston, Maddie Ross were the three in there with Lexi and with Casey, and they went in and played the last 3 minutes, and I think that when they went in, we were down five, and at the quarter, I think we were down one, and so they did a nice job with that. But you're right, Casey down the stretch, she definitely played like a senior of affected shots, I thought.
I know Shaylee got a little bit banged up. We were glad to see her be able to come back out on the floor. Initially, we were worried about a knee because the way it happened, it was like an offensive lineman getting, somebody rolled up on the back of her legs, and she got called for travel somehow. But that's beside the point. Anyway, she went down. Fortunately, it was not her knee, but is she everything okay with her?
Yes, I think so. And toughness on her part. She did a good job.
Evan, congratulations on the win. Thanks for talking with us.
Yep, thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you very much. Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks win it here 54-48 is the final score. Again, our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our final stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This holiday season, you could win presents from jewelry to gift certificates to an HDTV and WGIL's Pick a Present game. And for an extra advantage, be sure to sign up now for email clues at WGIL.com. Starting December 1st, be caller number 5 when you hear the cue to call. Pick two numbers, and if the presents behind those numbers match, you'll hear...
Ho, ho, ho!
And you'll win that present. Be sure and sign up for our email advantage at WGIL.com.
Play Pick a Present in December on WGIL. Details at WGIL.com.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
Diabetics can develop what's called neuropathy, and that leads to decreased feeling in the feet. Therefore, you can hurt yourself easier. There's a lot of things that your family doctor can do, but if it's just not healing, that's what we're there for.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
Back at Don Morris Gym, Alleman High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win their conference opener. A tough battle with the Alleman Pioneers. Streaks win it 54-48 here tonight. Tom Aridith and Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Time to take a look at our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Let's start off with scoring. Galesburg, outscored Alleman, 16-9 in that fourth quarter. They trailed 38, they were down 39-38 heading into the fourth quarter. Streaks, again, balanced scoring attack. We said that almost every night, and a lot of it came late for some of the players. Streaks were led by Raina Gully's 13 points, 5 baskets. Raina struggled from the free throw line tonight, but still was able to contribute in many ways. 1-for-4 from the line. 12 points apiece for Florine and Lexi Daniels. Shaylee didn't score in the first half. A couple of baskets in the third quarter. She had 3 more baskets in the fourth quarter. Just 2-for-9 from the free throw line for Shaylee. Lexi with 12 points on 4 three-pointers in the ball game. 1 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the fourth quarter. 11 points for Casey Williams, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. 4 baskets, 3-for-4 from the free throw line for Casey. And then 4 points for Sammy Thompson. Sammy was 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 4 three-pointers for the Streaks, all from Lexi Daniels. The Streaks, the only thing where they really, really struggled tonight was from the free throw line, which we hadn't really seen this season. They were just 10-for-21. For the Alleman Pioneers, their star guard, Izzy Anderson, leading the way with 19 points. Didn't score in the fourth quarter, though. She had, 7 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 2-for-2 from the free-throw line, but again, didn't score in that fourth quarter, and we were kind of wondering why you're not just letting her handle the ball and go to the basket every time late in the ball game. 13 points for Daria Guzzo before she fouled out of the ball game. 9 points for Kennedy Prince off the bench, including a three-pointer for Prince. 4 points for Wyatt. 3 points for Madeline Wendell. 12-for-14 from the line. Is that what you had, Alleman? Was that right?
10-for-14.
10-for-14. Okay, that's right. I gave a couple extras in the first half to somebody who missed you. So 10-for-14, 2 three-pointers in the game for the Pioneers.
Well, the overall stats were pretty good for the Streaks. They did turn it over 17 times, which is not something Coach Massey probably wants to see very often, but they forced 13 turnovers. Streaks out-rebounded Alleman 32-25, including 9-7 on the offensive side. Streaks shot it pretty well for the game, 48% from the field, other than at the free throw line, as Tom told you, 39% for Allman. And probably the biggest stat was at halftime, Allman was shooting 50% from the field at 12 of 24, Tom. But in the second half, the streaks limited them to 6 of 22. So less than or just above 25%. So a nice job by the streaks to kind of tighten up the defense, if you will. Some individual performers that had some big nights. Shaley Florine, 11 rebounds to go with the 12 points that Tom told you about. All those points coming in the second half. And we talked about Casey Williams, but just to reiterate, 2 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks, as well as 2 rebounds to go with her 11 points. I misspoke earlier. I think I said 9 earlier. She had 11. 4 rebounds for Sabrina Clay and limited duty due to her foul trouble. Lexi Daniels had a nice night rebounding the basketball with 6. She also had 2 steals and 2 assists. And Raina Goley led the team in assists with 4. And Kaylin Boydson had 3 steals to lead the team in steals.
All right, Streaks won it here tonight, 54-48, the final score. Streaks back in action Saturday evening when they take on Peoria Christian, the final game of the Thanksgiving tournament. We'll have to get all the stats on who's what in the Thanksgiving tournament and what the tiebreaker will be, because I believe both Galesburg and Allman.
No, UT.
Allman's undefeated, too. Are all undefeated in the Thanksgiving tournament. So
we'll
have to find out what the tiebreakers will be and that type of thing. So, again, Saturday evening, we'll take the air at about 6:06 for the pregame 6:30 scheduled tip-off, followed by the boys with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. But the GHS boys tomorrow night here on WGILs, they open their season against the Marshall Commandos from the Chicago Public League in the opener for the Streaks boys and the opener of the Thanksgiving tournament. Thank you again for joining us tonight. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And, Eric, you have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
You too, Tom.
And we'll do it again coming up on Saturday night. Final score once again, Galesburg 54, Allman 48. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.